Farmers Association. Now let's go to the High Court and to our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell, because Orla, the action being taken by Wilson's Hospital School against teacher Enoch Burke, it was due to start in the High Court. What's been happening there?
Where do I start, Brian? It was due to start at 11 o'clock and the school was to outline its case. It was to open the case against Enoch Burke, resulting from the issues which arose last year when Mr. Burke was suspended and then an injunction was granted against him after he continued to attend the school despite the suspension. The case didn't start as intended because Enoch Burke said he wanted to raise very serious matters, and he wanted to raise issues about the disclosure of documents to him. He accused the school's lawyers of tampering with documents and telling lies about documents, and he was demanding that the judge make an order in his favour. He said he discovered yesterday when he was going through the documentation that he had been given, that this document had, as he claims, been tampered with. And it's rather hard to follow, but part of what he was saying was that one version of an email in one version of a document had white space around it, while another showed that there was a line missing, that it had actually been redacted. That was part of his complaint. He also said he hadn't received a document that was attached to a WhatsApp message. Now, after some discussion, senior counsel Alex White for the school said the school would address all the matters raised by Mr. Burke yesterday, and if he had any further issues as raised in court this morning, if he could put them in writing, the school would then deal with those issues as well. The Judge Alex Owens said he wasn't satisfied to conclude that anything had been tampered with, and any issues relating to the discovery of documents could be dealt with in the manner suggested by the school and could be dealt with during the course of the hearing. However, Mr. Burke refused to accept this, and he repeatedly raised the issue. He refused to allow the school to open its case. He repeatedly accused the school of tampering with documents. He said people were lying. The judge then had to ask him, he said, if he had a problem with his ears. He repeatedly asked him if he was finished. Judge Owens said that no other litigant he'd ever experienced had behaved in the same way that Mr. Burke seems to intend to. He said that in the old days he would have had him carted off to Mountjoy, but he didn't want to send him to prison, but he was going to threaten to hold him in contempt. He asked if someone could turn Mr. Burke off. He asked lawyers for the school to open their case by just talking over Mr. Burke. He said it appeared he was completely ineffective as a judge and Mr. Burke wasn't going to pay a blind bit of notice to him. And he told him to stop behaving in the way he was behaving. He would have to participate in the trial and obey the orders of the court and the directions of the court, or he would have to leave and the matters would go on without him. Senior counsel Mark Connaughton for the school said Mr. Burke's behaviour was contemptuous. At one point, the judge then adopted a policy of trying to help Mr. Burke work through these issues of the disclosure of documents, but Mr. Connaughton said that Mr. Burke didn't want to be helped. He said he wanted to bombastically declare his position until he can force the court to do what he wants to do. And he said, Mr. Connaughton said that proceeding in this way was unfair to everyone and the Burkes should not be permitted to conduct themselves in this way. He said that Mr. Burke would never allow the case to be run properly and the conduct was unacceptable.
All right, Orla, and no doubt more to come in the course of the... one more point to make.
Just to finish off how it has ended, Brian, what we can expect this afternoon. The judge eventually, just as the court rose, just after 1 o'clock, said that he was going to direct that Mr. Burke was not to be allowed back in into the court at 2 o'clock when matters are due to resume. And he told Mr. Burke, you've been in contempt for about 1.5 hours now. Bye-bye to you.
Okay, we shall see how all that develops. Thank you very much indeed, Orla O'Donnell at the High Court for us.